Welcome to A One-Night Stand with the Big Band, tonight featuring an interview with and some of the memorable recordings of Helen O'Connell. It's most appropriate that the alto saxophone of Jimmy Dorsey playing his theme Contrasts introduces tonight's one-night stand because our guest is Helen O'Connell, whose career blossomed in the Dorsey days and continues into the 70s. Our one-night stand will be brought to you by the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut, with old New England designs for today's New England homes. And by Russo Chevrolet and Windsor Locks, where you'll find the exciting new 72 Chevy models on display right now. This is Arnold Dean. I had the pleasure of meeting Helen O'Connell, whom I have admired, as many of you have, for, oh, these many years, ever since the days of Tangerine and Green Eyes, which numbers we'll hear from the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, when she was preparing for an appearance in Bridgeport a few months ago, an appearance where she was, appropriately enough, co-starring with Bob Eberle. They have great admiration for each other, and some of that rapport was very much in evidence during the duets that they made. I'm glad you could join us on A One-Night Stand, and I think you'll enjoy the voice of Helen O'Connell.
Have you ever been embarrassed when you're in a smart cafe and they play a Cuban tempo? Is your dancing quite passé? There's a studio on Main Street over Tony's clothing store, where a very small investment pays you dividends galore. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, you'll do the rumba and the new la conga. Six lessons in Madame's cabana, and you will imagine you're down in Havana. Her four Latin daughters will help you to start, while finding the rhythm you might lose your heart. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, and you'll your hips and your knees. And say, by the way, if you're short, it's okay if Madam likes you. The lessons are free. Two. Madam gives you all the rest, and her lessons are the best. The madam shows you how to walk, the madam marks it with her chalk. When the madam starts to squawk, it's her Cuban double talk. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, and you develop your hips and your knees. And say, by the way, if you're short, it's okay if Madame likes you. The lessons are free.
Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, the voice of Helen O'Connell. It was most appropriate, incidentally, that we opened the program with that one, which talks about dance lessons and so on. And you'll learn why when we begin our interview with Miss O'Connell in just a moment. During the fall of the early 1800s, when the Connecticut countryside was as colorful as a calico quilt, Lambert Hitchcock had his chairs peddled to housewives throughout the state. Housewives then were eager to add the decorated Hitchcock chairs to their plainly furnished homes. Since that time, Lambert Hitchcock has been acclaimed America's finest chair maker. And to memorialize the early vending of his stenciled chairs, a number of authentic reproductions at the Hitchcock retail showroom have been named for the towns in which the chairs were peddled. There's the Torrington console with its slender lines to place beneath the stenciled delicacy of the Lakeville mirror. The Canaan and Goshen chests to complement the heavily decorated Litchfield headboards. And the pretty Suffield chair to draw up to a charming Norwich writing table. They're all on display in the Connecticut room of the Hitchcock retail showroom in Riverton, Connecticut. Stop in and see this historically significant furniture. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday, 9:30 to 5, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9:30 to 9. Now let's begin our interview with Helen O'Connell right at the very beginning. Helen, did you start your show business career as a singer?
No, I really didn't start it. It sort of took over my life in a sense. I started out teaching dancing. I was very active. I was a middle child, and my sister didn't want me around. My brother wouldn't let me play with the fellas, so I took up dancing or something. I was constantly doing something. And from the dancing, I was a bad dancer, but I was a good teacher.
How on earth did you get into singing from that?
Well, my older sister sang. And she was sort of a temperamental teenager, as they can be. And sometimes she'd say, "I'm just not going," you know. So I'd take our dress and I'd go. And they'd always say, "Where's your sister?" I said, "She wouldn't come," you know. But so I'd go sing for her.
When did Helen O'Connell begin singing?
Well, I think I can remember singing. I've been told I used to sing when I was just a toddler almost. And I would only sing if everyone would applaud.
Helen, I interviewed Bob Eberle not long ago, and he said, if you were a catty woman, Helen O'Connell is the type of person you'd really hate, because not only from year to year does she look better, but she even sings better, too.
He's marvelous. I think his eyes are getting bad. No, that is very nice. He always says nice things. He's one of the nicest people in the world, I guess. That's why.
You have an amazing rapport with him. Now, you've been singing together for, it must be nearly 30 years.
Well, I'd have to count. I joined Jimmy's band in 39. I think he'd been there about either 4 or 5 years at the time, and I joined him in the beginning of 39.
And yet, I don't think you've ever had a crossword between you, have you?
Not that I can remember, no. I think I probably got mad at him a couple of times. He used to tease me so. Not really mad, no. When you have nothing else to do, you're full of practical jokes, and Bob's a great jokester anyway.
It's an amazing relationship. I guess you first came to national prominence when you were with Larry Funk and his band of 1,000 Melodies.
Well, that's the first time I was ever on the air, I believe, yes. I had been working for some time then. No, that's not the first time I was on the air. Larry found me, and I'd been with another band for a while, and then I had my own radio show. I shouldn't say it was my own, I suppose. I don't know if it was or not. In St. Louis for a while, for about 4 months. And Larry Funk was playing in the main room there at the Chase Hotel in St. Louis, and he hired me there. So actually, I'd been on the air, but only locally before that.
And then did Jimmy Dorsey hear you? Was that it?
No, a couple of people heard me broadcasting from the Village Barn with Larry Funk, and they told Jimmy to go down and listen to me. They said, you know, if she looks anywhere like she sounds, since he was looking for a vocalist at the time, we think you should hire her. And so he came down to see me, because there was no television then, you know. So he came down to see me. And then he sent his manager down the next night to hire me.
Here's an example of early O'Connell with the Jimmy Dorsey Band.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart goes tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gin. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to mama, do. My sweet embraceable you.
Jimmy Dorsey really needed Helen O'Connell as a vocalist, too. He was so very well set in the male vocalist department. But before you came along, Helen, he had a veritable succession of, I think, 8 different female vocalists.
I don't know. He had a couple of very good ones, you know. I don't know if a couple of them left or retired. And, of course, he had June Richmond, who was excellent for a while. And then he had Ella Mae Morse, who became very big later. But at that time, I had so little experience, I believe, that was the problem.
You're listening to A One-Night Stand, and tonight we're featuring Helen O'Connell. Make this the year you see the USA a better way. In a beautiful new Chevy from Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. Russo has an excellent selection of 72 models to choose from right now. Or what about a brand new 1971 Chevy? Closeout prices are exceptionally low on remaining 71s. Stop in and make your selection soon. Russo puts a sales staff with over 70 years of Chevrolet experience at your disposal. They know their product. And they'll be happy to show you all the features of this exciting new line of Chevys. Total service is important at Russo Chevrolet, too. 13 certified mechanics work with the very latest equipment to keep your car in the best possible condition. Yes, this is the year to see the USA a better way in a new Chevy from Russo Chevrolet. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo. That's R-U-S-S-O, Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. Of all the fabulously successful recordings of the big band era, very few topped the success of those boy-girl recordings featuring Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberly with the Dorsey Band. Helen, how did these recordings first begin?
That was just, it came out of a thing that was necessary time-wise on a radio show we had. There wasn't enough time for Jimmy to play a number and for Bob to sing a number and for me to do a number. So Tutti Camerata, who is a very famous arranger and solo, an artist on records now, at the time was playing trumpet in the band and doing the arranging. So he arranged a number for all of us to do part of on this radio show where there wasn't enough time, you see. And that's how that started.
What seemed to fracture everybody was your speaking out the line, those cool and limpid green eyes. Did you think at the time you did that it would ever have such an impact on the record?
No, I just did that because I didn't have enough range to sing it. That's all. It's true.
One of the nicest accidents that ever happened then.
Jimmy told me to do it that way because I couldn't hit the note. But no, as a matter of fact, I didn't even want to record it. It was too high for me at the time. It was the wrong key. We recorded it the next morning. I remember riding the studio, the secretary of the band, Nita Moore, who was one of the people who told Jimmy to come down and hear me at the barn, asked me what we were recording that day. And I told her, and she said, "You mean that thing you rehearsed last night?" And I said, "Yeah, I guess so." She said, "Oh, you're not going to record that, are you?" She said, "That's too high for you. You can't sing that. That's terrible." Green Eyes.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come.
You're still getting royalties from that and a few
never
of the others.
Any.
Oh, you didn't get any? My goodness, there's a record. Well, Green Eyes certainly has sold well over 1 million copies over the years, and you don't get royalties on it.
Well, it must have sold about 5 million, but it wasn't my contract. Bob didn't get any either. Jimmy Dorsey got all the royalties. I don't know what Bob got a record. I started out at $15 a record, and I got a raise to $25 a record.
And that's it.
That's the most I ever got. But that was fair. That was
yes.
The contract. That's the way it was then. The singers simply got paid per song on a record. So it wasn't just us. That was the policy then.
5 million copies for royalty of $15. That's absolutely astounding. We'll continue our conversation with Helen O'Connell very shortly. Matter of fact, if Green Eyes was one of the most fabulously successful of all the big band recordings, Tangerine was not far behind, and Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberly and Jimmy Dorsey teamed up on that one as well. We'll hear that one next. In the years when the fireplace was considered the heart of your home, Connecticut families gathered around them to make plans for the spring planting season, to roast freshly picked rubied apples, to patch quilts, prepare a delicious Thanksgiving Day meal, or just enjoy the warmth of a blazing wood fire. No doubt Lambert Hitchcock often sat beside a large fireplace on winter nights to discuss with business associates the transporting of his chairs by wagon from Riverton to Hartford. In Hartford, the chairs were loaded onto sailing vessels which carried them to various parts of the country. Or perhaps after Hitchcock had built his factory, he sat beside a glowing fire to discuss with boatmen the flatboat shipping of his chairs and cabinets along the busy waters of the Farmington Canal. Today's buyers of Hitchcock chairs no longer have to wait for delivery by boat, for there's always a ready supply of Hitchcock reproductions available at the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut. Stop in soon. They're open Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday from 9:30 to 5, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9:30 till 9. You're listening to a one-night stand with the big bands, tonight featuring Helen O'Connell, being brought to you by the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut, and by Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. And you are tuned to WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, 1080 on your dial. This is our one-night stand for the month of October. We'll be back with another one on Tuesday evening, November 9th, and we hope you'll plan to join us. Now, back to the music of Helen O'Connell and Bob Everly and Tangerine.
As flame, tangerine. When she dances by, senorita stare and caballero sigh, and I've seen toasts to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to
Helen O'Connell with Bob Everly and Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra and Tangerine. It seems that anyone who is very successful in any field has a particular style, and that's what sets them apart from others who are trying to achieve the same success. How did you, Helen, or how does a vocalist develop a style?
Well, I think a real style is something that you, it's just your own, you don't know. I know When I was doing radio in St. Louis, Russ David, the orchestra leader there, I think I was 16, he said, he'd smile all the time. I thought, wonder what he's laughing at me for, you know. And one day, I said, what's the matter? He said, where did you get that style? I said, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, and I really didn't. The word style meant nothing to me. So I think, in my case, it was just the way I know Bing Crosby, when I met him, he had his back turned to me when we were introduced. It was at a cocktail party. And somebody said, I said, oh, I'd love to meet him. And so somebody said, Mr. Crosby, this is Miss O'Connell. I said, hello. And then he turned around and he said, you wouldn't have had to tell me who it was. I heard her say hello. He said, it's very rare with a woman. He said, a lot of men talk the way they sing, but very few women. Now, that's an observation of his. But I don't know. I think you can tamper with a style and ruin it. And I think you can overdo a style. And I think you can try very hard to develop a style and never succeed.
Did you feel that you were making swing history?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I just knew I was very, very busy and working very, very hard and having a wonderful time.
Yes, we understand that the Dorsey Band was one of the most compatible of all of the very successful big bands. Matter of fact, let's listen to the way that band sounded making some musical history with an instrumental. This one features Ray McKinley, a well-known drummer and later band leader who achieved great success with the Dorsey Band and with the Glenn Miller Band and so on. He was our guest not too long ago on a one-night stand. And this is the way Ray McKinley was featured with the Jimmy Dorsey Band in an instrumental called Dusk in Upper Sandusky. Looking for a new car? Then think Chevy and Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. Chevy owners will tell you that you can see the USA a better way when you're driving a new Chevy. And Russo has all the beautiful new models right now. Stop in, look them over, go for a test drive. Chances are you'll leave the proud owner of that car you've always dreamed about. Russo can also show you a good selection of remaining 71 models at exceptionally low prices. Service? Russo takes pride in the excellence of its service department. You'll find a complete service center for all mechanical and auto body repairs. 13 certified mechanics work with the very latest equipment to keep your car in the best possible condition. Make this the year you see the USA a better way. In a new Chevy from Russo Chevrolet. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo. That's R-U-S-S-O, Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. Helen O'Connell, Jimmy Dorsey, of course, had a unique sound on clarinet and saxophone. His band had a unique sound, too. It helped to make him one of the top 10 or top 15 big band leaders of that fabulous era. What kind of a man was Jimmy Dorsey to work for?
Just marvelous. You didn't feel like you were working for him. You felt like you were working with him.
He had a different approach, I think, and Bob Eberle said that this was because of his innate respect for vocalists, where most other leaders would have the band play a chorus and then the vocalist come in and sing a chorus, but Dorsey very frequently had you come in and sing right off the top of the arrangement.
Especially if he saw me sitting at a table and knew I couldn't make it.
Well, those things did happen.
Huh? Yes, it was a lot of fun for him. He'd laugh, start the song, and I'd start running and never make it.
Now here's another of those Dorsey duets featuring Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell.
Murmured someday soon we kissed and clung together then. Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away.
Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell, and that was Brazil, of course. You know, Eberle and O'Connell really could form a mutual admiration society. We had heard and read for years that theirs was a unique relationship, that they admired each other so very much, and we found it to be very true. When they were rehearsing backstage for that appearance, I think it was in late May in Bridgeport, Helen was absolutely delighted with everything that the extremely witty Bob Eberly had to say. For example, when they were doing some rehearsals, bandleader Pat Dorn mentioned that they were going to turn to number 298 in the book, and that when Helen O'Connell sang that they would play arrangement number 137, and he said, boy, you've got a heck of a library. He said, it's embarrassing. When I get up there, I tell them, turn to number 3 in the book. He said, actually, my highest number is 11, and I even had to skip a couple in order to get up into double figures there, so I don't have much of a library. And Helen sits there absolutely delighted at all of the wittiness which seems to exude from him. A marvelous relationship here some 30 years plus after their first collaboration on recording sessions. Helen O'Connell, I hear a story I can't believe. Are you a grandmother? Can that be true?
Is Brett. Yes, I have a grandson, 8, and a granddaughter who is 4 today. Today's her birthday.
Where do they live, in California?
Yes, all my family in California.
And you have your home there?
Yes, and my youngest daughter's still at home.
And it's is it a life of semi-retirement, or are you still very active?
No, it isn't even semi-retirement. It's no retirement. But it isn't because of this seemingly new rage for nostalgia. I've been working this hard for quite a while.
I think everybody sees you on television now, too, because you talk about the wave of nostalgia because of the old records that are being offered for resale, and I guess the sales are pretty good.
They sure are. I get royalties there.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
Yes. Get royalties on something.
What are your favorite songs nowadays? Who are your favorite composers? Do you like to sing Burt Bacharach, let's say, or John Lennon?
I don't know. I just like to sing whatever appeals to me that I think that I can sing well for the people who want to hear me sing. There are quite a few good ones right now, really, and I'm not that good at picking things out. I'm really not. I pick out what I like to sing and hope that it'll fit into my performance well enough.
And I think the music business itself has changed so radically over the years. And yet, I'll bet when you make your personal appearances that most of the people still want you to sing Green Eyes and Tangerine and all the favorites that you made back then. Is that true?
Well, we have requests for them. I put some of them in a medley and do them, and I think that's sufficient.
People talk about the old days of the big bands coming back. Do you think it's possible that it would ever happen?
I doubt it. I don't think it's a sound economical thing. I don't think that there's the money to sponsor it or promote it or to get it really in motion, although I could sure be wrong.
Yes, well, you don't find too many people recording, making records now for $10 or $15 on a contract, and this is one of the difficult things. Musicians, I guess, in the Glenn Miller band started for $50 a week, and now you can't get musicians for $50 a night, so the band size is just as big as ever. But it's so much more difficult.
I don't know what the scale was at that time. I don't know what it is now either. But at that time, I think probably the musicians' scale. I think they did pretty well at recordings. I don't think they even had a scale for singers then that I know of. But I think the musicians all made more than the singers, or else somebody was sure fooling me.
I imagine many people are anxious to hear what Helen O'Connell 1971 sounds like. We'll hear one of her newer recordings here on our one-night stand in just a moment. In Riverton, Connecticut, during the early 1800s, the making of Lambert Hitchcock's stenciled chairs was a family affair. Residents in Riverton were few, and because the factory needed more than 100 workers to supply a growing market, fathers, mothers, and even children worked there. The men of the family did the sawing, shaping, bending, sanding, and assembling of chair parts, while the women performed the more delicate work of gold banding and striping the chairs using small brushes and quills. The women also cut out intricate stencils used when the chairs were decorated with finely ground colored powders. And little freckle-faced boys put thoughts of fishing aside to work with little girls in made-over dresses. These children gave the chairs a special preparation so that after a coat of black paint was applied, they'd have a grained appearance. Today, Hitchcock chairs are still a family affair, for family visits to the Hitchcock retail showroom are a common and welcomed occurrence. Stop in soon. That's the Hitchcock retail showroom in Riverton, Connecticut. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday from 9:30 to 5, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9:30 to 9. Now Helen O'Connell sings a song from Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Cold, no, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe slow to warm from a long, lonely night. Let someone start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what happens. One someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let him find you and watch what happens. Cold, no, I can't believe your heart is cold. Maybe just afraid again. Let someone with a deep love to give, give that deep love to you, and what magic you see. Let someone give his heart, someone cares like me. Again, let someone with a deep love to give, give that deep love to you, and what magic you'll see. Let someone give his heart, someone who cares like me. Let someone give his love.
Gee, that's a pretty number. Helen, it would appear that you're about as busy now as you were at any time in your career.
I'm terribly busy. I wouldn't want to be any busier, I'll put it that way.
Helen, a while ago we played Watch What Happens. That's from a new album that you made on the Evolution label. It contains other things, My Way, Don't Leave Me, Tangerine is in there, Going Out of My Head, Didn't We, Sunshine. Do you have any particular favorite cut from the album?
Well, I just wish they'd play some of the newer songs in it instead of just this one old one in it, and they all play that one. And it isn't that I have anything against that one. If I did, I wouldn't have recorded it. But I didn't do all the new ones to have them overlooked either. I like Just One Smile on there of the new ones.
We'll play it right now.
Can't I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can't I cry if I want to? No
one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears don't become me. Just one smile, the pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone. I could say all the things that I want to say. If some way you could see what's in my heart, I don't ask for much. A look, a smile, a touch. Try to forget. Lord knows I'm trying, but it's hard to forget when your whole world is dying. Just one smile, the pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone.
That's a relatively new recording by Helen O'Connell from her latest album on Evolution. And the name of it is Just One Smile. Make this the year you see the USA a better way in a beautiful new Chevy from Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. Russo has an excellent selection of 72 models to choose from right now. Or what about a brand new 1971 Chevy? Closeout prices are exceptionally low on remaining 71s. Stop in and make your selection soon. Russo puts a sales staff with over 70 years of Chevrolet experience at your disposal. They know their product, and they'll be happy to show you all the features of the exciting new line of Chevys. Total service is important at Russo Chevrolet, too. 13 certified mechanics work with the very latest equipment to keep your car in the best possible condition. Yes, this is the year to see the USA a better way in a new Chevy from Russo Chevrolet. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo. That's R-U-S-S-O, Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. Helen O'Connell didn't record her duets exclusively with Bob Everly. Here's one that turned out to be a big seller that she recorded with Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill.
There's soda pop and the dancing's free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
about saving all of your time for me.
No more looking, I know I've been tooken. How about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents.
You keep it till it's covered with age. I'm gonna write my name on every page.
Helen O'Connell and Tennessee Ernie Ford. What do you do nowadays, Helen, when you're not busy in show business?
Oh, I like to just go home and relax mostly. And while I'm at home, which is in Los Angeles, I spend time with my daughter. And if school's out, we travel. I like to travel. And if I'm just at home and it's summertime, we go to the bullfights. And if it's wintertime, I go to the football games. I'm a spectator. I don't do a thing.
Helen O'Connell, as pretty a grandmother as you could ever meet, and certainly one of the most active. And that's it for a one-night stand for the month of October. We'll be back on Tuesday, November 9th, with another one-night stand with the music of the big bands. Our thanks to Helen O'Connell, certainly the most charming of all the guests we've had in our year and a half of this series so far on WTIC Radio. Our thanks to location engineer Dave Kaplan, studio engineer Bob Schirago, and our producer Brian Hartnett. And our thanks, too, to our sponsors who made tonight's one-night stand possible. This program has been brought to you by Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks, where you'll find the exciting new 72 Chevy models on display right now. And by the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut, with old New England designs for today's New England homes. This is Arnold Dane. Thank you for joining us on a one-night stand with the big band.